Proclamation number 4393 of 3rd of August, 1948. Write prayer in spirit and in truth. If God does not hear your request, if you do not find fulfillment, then you have not prayed correctly, and therefore you must call once more and present your adversity to Him if you ask for the adversity to be averted. For you only need to believe that God will not leave you without help and you will also be helped. Then there is always a lack of trust. Faith is not deep enough, and thus God does not hear your call, i.e., He does not heed it, so that you should recognize what you lack. He will avert spiritual and earthly adversity from you if your prayer reaches Him in spirit and in truth, if you trustingly speak to Him like children speak to their father and present your adversity to Him. If you are in this right relationship with Him, the fulfillment of every request is also assured. But a right child leaves a kind of help to the Father in the knowledge that His wisdom and love will always do what is right for the child, and therefore the request for help is sufficient and the human being need not worry about the kind of help he receives. And thus God will also remedy spiritual hardship if it is possible, for, then, spiritual hardship, the hardship which does not concern earthly material things but the state of soul, the right application and utilization of spiritual gifts. Feelings and distress of faith are often imposed on the human being by God in order to bring him to spiritual development, and they are therefore at times a blessing, but are likewise averted through heartfelt prayer. Because God never denies His help to the human being who takes refuge in Him like a child. Trustingly pray to Him and faithfully expect the turning away of what oppresses you and you will not be disappointed, for God will not let a profound faith be put to shame. Amen.